Amen. The children can come forward.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Easter. How is everybody? Good, good. It's been a fun morning. I'm sure you guys have been having fun. We had our Easter breakfast. Did you guys have some Pascha? Yeah. Did you do anything fun at home before church? Yeah, Stephanie, what'd you do? No way. The Easter Bunny hides squishmallows now? I had no idea. That's crazy. Evelyn, what did you do? You split your candy? Nice, nice. Marcus? There was an Easter egg on the stairs? Oh my goodness, so much fun. Yeah? Lego bricks with candy in them. That's one of my two favorite things. Wow, amazing, amazing. Yeah, Veronica? Yeah? Yeah, you got a stuffy from the Easter Bunny? Lots of fun. Wow. So good. Yeah, Easter is a lot of fun, right? So this morning in Sunday school, we did an egg hunt, and the egg shared the story of Jesus dying on the cross and rising again. That was a huge miracle, right? But sometimes it's hard to understand what that's really all about. Why did God have to give up his own son to die, right? God is super powerful. Couldn't he just rescue Jesus and save him from suffering? So I brought some things to help us understand. So we have two mats here, okay? Let's say this mat represents God. I'm going to put this over here. And this mat is going to represent people. I'm going to put this one here, okay? So here's what I want you to do. Can you guys line up behind the people mat here? Let's make a nice line. Standing up. Yeah, you can stand up. I'm going to ask you to jump between the people mat and the God mat. Do you want to get in line, Veronica? Yeah? So each of you can take a turn jumping from the people mat to the God mat. Yep, nice. Give it a try, Stephanie. Nice. Awesome. Yep, well done, well done. Look at that. Yeah, there you go, there you go. Great job. That was pretty easy. That was pretty easy. So come on back to this side. Come back to the people. Here's what I'm going to do. So being close to God like this, that's pretty awesome, right? But when sin came into the world, it created a gap between us and God. So I'm going to move this. I'm going to make a little bit of a gap here. All right? You think that's easy? I don't know. Let's try it now. Do you guys think you can jump from people to God? Give it a try. I don't know. I don't think you made it. Do you want to give it a try? You can get close, but no? Does anybody think they can make it? No, not quite, not quite. Almost. You're getting close, but you're not quite making it, right? Good tries, good tries, yeah. I'm seeing lots of feet touching the ground. I don't know. I saw lots of feet on the carpet, but you guys tried. The thing is, no matter what we try to do, we can't fix this gap, right? This gap that sin created between us and God. No, we're going to leave that one over there. Do you want to put that back for me? Thank you. This is the gap, right? This is what sin did. Yeah, perfect. So that's why God sent his son Jesus, who never sinned, to come and die on the cross for our sins, right? So this is our cross here. Can we see that? So we're going to put this here between us and God. This is almost like a bridge. All right, so if we come line up at the people, can we walk across from people to God using our bridge? Look at that. Yeah, you got it. You got it. Keep going. All right, everybody give it a try. There you go. Is that a little bit easier?
Yeah.
Little bit, little bit. Awesome. Yeah, way to go, guys. So that was so much easier. So that's why Easter is so important. We needed Jesus' sacrifice on the cross to help us get to God. Without that sacrifice, we have this gap between us and God, and we're not very close to him. So when we ask Jesus into our hearts, we're forgiven of our sins, and we can enjoy a close relationship with God. That's what we celebrate at Easter. Wow, it's fun to do egg hunts, to get new toys and eat chocolate and eat delicious Pascha, but what really matters is that God loved us so much that he gave his own son so that we could have a relationship with him. So let's pray together, all right? Dear God, we thank you for the Easter season. We thank you that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die for us. And we just pray that you would be with us as we celebrate Easter. Help us remember your sacrifice. And thank you that we can have a relationship with you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, you can go on back.
Thank you, Brother Aaron. That was an amazing sermon. There's no sermon in today's service, but Aaron, you were able to fit it in. But we look forward so much to the cantata that the choir, praise and worship choir, will be bringing to us in a few moments. Tommy will be leading us in scriptures in a moment after our pastoral prayer. God is good all the time. We have sensed the Spirit of God moving in our midst in so many wonderful ways. And we have been on this pilgrimage, and it has been a pilgrimage during the season of Lent, but we have gone through a longer period of pilgrimage as we have been waiting upon God for the calling, God's calling in the life of a new lead pastor for our congregation. But we're almost there. This is wonderful news. Both of our church council co-chairs, Peter and Kurt, have allowed me to make this announcement that Pastor Tim will be here somewhere in the month of June. What a marvelous month that's going to be. It'll be a time when we acknowledge the Spirit of God is bringing to a conclusion our German worship ministry during the month of June. It's also the time for our church picnic. And who knows that Pastor Tim may be kind of moving amongst us during the picnic, which is the second Sunday in June. Something that we don't want to think about is when Pastor Randy is finishing his ministry here. Randy, you have blessed this congregation over the years. I got to carry on here. Both from what Aaron has just finished saying concerning the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, marvelous, how marvelous it is. Good Friday, that was a service to remember for all of us. Those of you who were here for the funeral service of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will remember that service. You will remember that service, I am convinced. From Isaiah 53, by his wounds we are healed. Yes, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ, he healed the sick, he raised up the lame, gave sight to the blind, he cleansed the leper. And though we may not be healed of our sicknesses, of our diseases, by his wounds we are healed. The greatest act of healing, we who are separated from God have been brought into this living, eternal relationship. Just before we go to our pastoral prayer, allow me to read from Colossians 1, where the Apostle Paul said, he, Jesus, is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell on him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, things in heaven, things on earth, making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Let us pray. The cross Lord Jesus, did not defeat you. The grave could not hold you. At the first dew on that first resurrection morning, you met Mary and you called her by name. This resurrection morning, we are your family. We are your friends. By your wounds, we have brought into right relationship with you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we pray that you would meet us today, even as you met with Mary and called her name, with gentleness, with resolution. Lord Jesus Christ, speak our names quietly in our heart, that we may proclaim your name boldly to others. We pray for the whole church. We pray for the whole human family. In the Middle East today, we understand Muslims, as they celebrate Ramadan, Jews, as they celebrate Passover, men and women who claim no religion at all, but yet claim to be spiritual. We pray for the peace that would captivate areas where there is currently violence, whether it be the Middle East, whether it be in the continent of Africa, of Europe, the Ukraine. God, where there is misunderstanding, may peace be found. May loving acceptance of our fellow brothers and sisters be found. Indeed, this day, we pray for the local church. How we pause that you have brought us through this period of Lent, of pilgrimage, to celebrate resurrection with joyful song. And we pray that the songs that are lifted up before thee, O God, would be our anthem of praise, our anthem of worship. Whether we sing these melodies in our heart or we lift up our voices in song in this place, may this place be a cathedral of worship honoring you. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God, who dwells within, who dwells amongst us, and has gently moved us forward for faithful men and faithful women and youth who have ministered in this congregation. We give you thanks for those who offer to you your tithes and our love offerings, that you would use these to the glory of God for the support of the gospel witness in the North End. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon us as we move forward into the months of May and June, when so much awaits us. For Pastor Tim, as he anticipates relocating to the St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church, we pray for him and his loved ones, his family. We thank you as well, God, for the Summit Street Church, who are anticipating that they are beginning a journey that we are all too familiar with. Guide and direct through faithful men and women within that congregation. We thank you for the faithful witness of the German worship ministry within this community that has brought people here over many, many years. Be pleased, O God, to be glorified as this ministry celebrates years of faithful worship. And so we continue to hold our hearts open, with the Holy Scriptures being read to us, that our hearts would be strangely warmed and encouraged. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Brother Tommy, please come and read to us.
Good morning. The scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
Easter is the story of a king.
But this king did not look or act like any other king. Most kings dress in royal robes, rich and luxurious, intentionally different than the daily dress of their people. This king took off his heavenly robes and dressed himself in our flesh and blood. He put on the simple garments of the poor so that he could feel exactly how they feel. He had no palace, no throne, or no wealth or power. But when the humble saw how great and kind he was, they loved him and joyfully praised him and asked him to be their king. Easter is a story of sacrifice.
We cannot imagine all that King Jesus did for us. We have never seen the beauty. He gave up the warmth of the light, the perfect joy, the unbroken peace, the rich, all-engulfing love. And we will never experience what he suffered. Stop for a moment and simply look up at him. See his body, bloodied and broken. Look into his face, disfigured by pain and cruel abuse. What do you wish to say to your king?
On which the bridge.
Easter is a story of darkness.
The King of Glory is now the Man of Sorrow. The Son of Righteousness is shrouded in blackness. Our tiny human candle of justice, kindness, and enlightenment has been snuffed out by the raging storm of our bitterness and anger. There he hangs, our self-giving Creator, engulfed at noonday, in the midnight of our sin. His searing pain, physical, emotional, and spiritual, is the awful fruit of our twisted self-centeredness. For each of us, the truth is this: the death that grips him now is the punishment of our sins.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. There in shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood.
Easter is a story of love.
See him there, the transcendent God in all his magnificence, all the passion of his love, all the perfection of his wisdom, all the power of his sovereignty joined together to will and to accomplish this one thing, our eternal oneness with him. Look at his life. Look at his death. Listen to the gasp of his dying words. He loves us. With all he is, this suffering Savior loves us. Easter is a story of life.
Without our Creator's life springing up within us, our existence is only physical, brief, and shallow. When our bodies die, so does all our hope. But in love, the King of life died our death. Now the boundless, beautiful, irrepressible life of God is our life. We are alive in Him, deeply, fully, now and forever. Easter is the story of a mystery.
We do not yet see the answers to all our questions, but we see Jesus. All God has been doing through all time is complete in Jesus Christ. In Him, all God's promises are fulfilled. In Him, we share in the riches of God's wisdom, His holiness, His glory, and His love. Easter is the story of a coronation.
Look at him. The man of sorrows is now the Lord of Lords. The dying Lamb is now the risen, glorified, all-conquering King. Remember all he was and see all he is. Come to him now, bow to him, worship, praise, and adore him. Crown him the Lord and your King.
Proclaim his glory, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
And God gave to the church singers, and God gave to the church all of us, singers, speakers, through narration and through song, how we have lifted up the name of our great God, our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. What an amazing Christ-exalting season we have had within this congregation. Amen?
Amen.
Whew. God gave to the church. Just before we have the benediction, don't rush out the door. Greet one another with a hug, with a bump fist, whatever you want to do. But we acknowledge that God has given to the church, God has given to this local church family musicians, and how thankful we are for our musicians that accompany us week by week during this season of Lent. The singers, the choirs, the church choir, the conductors, Brother Alf and Brother Elvin, thank you for your enthusiasm and your dedication to making a joyful noise unto the Lord. The readers of the scriptures, the worship leaders, oh, you blessed ushers out there who greet us as we come in the doors. What a cheerful presence you are within our congregation. And who cannot mention the visual displays that we have in this congregation? Before you leave, you have to come up and see this beautiful display. Megan was telling me that this lovely portrait was from her opa. It is absolutely beautiful. I hope it has a place of prominence in your home, Megan. Maybe. Thank you to those who serve in our audiovisual booth as well. For each of you who have the gift of hospitality, the meal that was provided, may we see this tribe increase within our congregation. The prayers of the people, indeed, God has blessed us through His Spirit on this pilgrimage during the season of Lent. And as we come on the Lord's days during the season of Lent, to see the joy of the Lord and the presence of our risen Christ, we thank you for those who prepare the tables, for those who wait on tables and clean up after us. Also not present with us today, but we do want to acknowledge our church office administrator, Eileen Goodyear, who did some extra work by having those slides prepared during the season of Lent. And we want to just acknowledge that I'm going to close with a benediction that's recorded. But during the season of Lent, both Pastor Randy and myself and the worship committee, we have used this resource from Menno Media. It's published in the United States and in Canada. And just for your information, the materials, those confessions, those readings, the selected scriptures, even the themes that we use during the season of Lent, has been prepared by your brothers and sisters within Mennonite Church Eastern Canada, within Mennonite Church Manitoba, Alberta and Saskatchewan, and of course, Mennonite Church British Columbia. Some of the names of these resource people, we don't know them, but they are women and men in local congregations who have come together to prepare the Lenten materials that we have used this year. And as a final acknowledgement, I would like to lead us in the benediction that this worship team has prepared for us. I would invite you, please, to stand with me. And after the benediction, may we hear a hearty amen as we go on our way in peace. May the Christ who walks on wounded feet walk with you on the road. May the Christ who serves with wounded hands, stretch out your hands to serve. May the Christ who loves with a wounded heart, open your hearts to love. May you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet, and may everyone you meet see the face of Christ in you. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Go in peace.